WKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at BVA.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and I want to wish you all welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. If you missed any part of the first hour, you know, you can always check out our web, because on our web, we archive all the shows. This show, tomorrow, we'll have the show on our archive, so you can look them all, over 300 shows. Go by the date, check us out, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's the webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out, and if you miss any part of the show. Now, one thing I want to address about the first hour, because we talked about a subject that, well, let's put it this way. People could knock me, you could criticize me, but bringing up something, when I say the word embarrassed, I said to you, whether I was Jewish, whether I was short, no matter what you are, let's put it this way, I was helped because I'm having great parents. Now, if you are in a world that you're surrounded by friends, family, that when you are born, when you're growing up, people, let's just say, pushed you to do something, support you, well, then you became a winner. And for those people that didn't have that encouragement, well, you have this radio show now, and I will always give you encouragement, always, 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 because as the show says in the song, there's no stopping us now. You can be something. You can do whatever you want to do. I heard on the radio the other day something which was very important. The word hope. Hope is by the kids. A kid said this. Hope says that you never, ever, ever give up. That's hope. Hope is you never, ever give up. And it's the same thing when you think little of yourself and you get embarrassed for whatever you are. Whether you are green, red, black, Jewish, Protestant, Catholic, whatever, blind, sighted, blonde, redhead, whatever you are, and you get embarrassed over something, you lose, as far as I'm concerned. Because, yeah, you can always, like in our house, Lynn will give me a plastic glass. Why? Because she knows I'll always break it, because I knock it over, I'll break the glass. So rather, and that has nothing to do with embarrassment. That's just, I don't want to break glass anymore. I don't want the dogs or anything running over glass. So when we go out to eat, I always make sure we ask for a paper cup or something. I admit it, because I don't want to spill something. So the point is very simple. Being blind, I'll knock things over. I'll do things. Am I embarrassed? No. Do I feel stupid? Yes. Do I feel sometimes ignorant? Yes. But that's just life. So I laugh at myself. The point is, if you can't laugh at yourself, you lose. Right now, I want to go to trivia. This group was a group that I used to love. We're going to discuss the group a little later. This was a great song. See if you know the name of this song. By the way, the phone number is 407. 894-1680. It's trivia time. Who is singing this song? This is a big hit. Who's singing it? 407-894-1680. Who's singing it?
A lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love. She was a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman. She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow.
Now let's see if we know any people who know their music. Who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? Anybody know it? Big hit? The group? Well, this was their first song after the leader and them broke up. The lead singer, I'm sure most people know it, and then came this group. Originally, it was the leader, and this was his group. And then they broke up the lead, and this was their first hit. This was their only big hit. Huh?
Well, we're waiting for somebody to call on in. Explain to somebody if they've missed any of our shows. How do they listen to our shows if they've missed them?
They go on our webpage and look up shows. It's by dates. So you have to look at the state that you want and go to that show and pull it up. There's over 300 shows. They're all by dates over the last 6.5 years. And so look at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And by the way, if you want to write to us, just put Michael in front of the Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write to us. Got anything to say? If you disagree with me, I'd like to hear from you. 407-894-1680 if you want to call in. Or if you want to write to me, if you would disagree. Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'm just telling it as it is, folks. That's from my heart. That's my opinion. You can have your opinion. I have my opinion. My opinion is good for me. Your opinion is good for you. But I'd like to hear your opinion. You don't call in, so I don't hear your opinion.
All right.
So my opinion is, okay, what?
All right, so we got us a call on all the way from the great state of Connecticut.
Okay, Connecticut, who's up?
All right,
who's
so in Connecticut? We're going to talk to our good friend Terry out of Connecticut. Terry, how you doing?
Terry from Connecticut. Terry from
doing
Connecticut.
Well.
Okay, Terry, you're up.
How is everyone? The crew, Chris, Michael, Lynn, Gary. I think I got them all.
Hey,
good,
you
got
Terry.
It. You got
you
it,
think
buddy.
You know that name in that group, Terry?
I think so. I think that's Gypsy Woman by the Impressions.
You are 100%
right,
Terry.
Right.
I didn't think anybody would get it. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. That's right, Subway, $10 gift card. I got to ask you this question. Who was the lead singer? What? What did you say? I'm sorry.
Was it Jerry Butler?
100% right.
Wow.
Oh, my man, you got it right.
You got
both times. Jerry Butler.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, let me go in there.
I'm sorry, I was talking too much. What were you saying?
I'm sorry.
Terry, can you repeat yourself? I was talking too much. Terry, repeat what you said, please.
Oh, no, I was just saying to you that I'm going to go to the other room because I was listening to the radio, and I just didn't want to confuse the conversation. So now I'm in the other room and I'm talking to you and not the radio.
All right. That's delay, smart,
you know?
Man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Have you ever been embarrassed, Terry? Terry, have you ever been embarrassed about being blind?
1 minute. Yes, I have. Of course. Of course. I think anyone that experienced blindness has been embarrassed. You see, I was listening to the conversation earlier, and I'll tell you one of my situations that I kind of struggle with. I kind of shy away from going to, like, parties and crowds and stuff because I could be talking to someone and I think they're talking to me and I'm talking back to them, or they could be on the cell phone or something talking and I'm talking like, hey, they're talking to me. So I find those to be embarrassing moments for me.
Yeah, it's happened to me many times.
Well, yeah,
thanks, Terry. We're going to go to break. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yep. Congratulations.
We're going to break. Welcome. Don't go away. We're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hey. Stop.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
AbleDocs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely wish you can do and hope you can do, 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Okay. Well, it's our pleasure to welcome for the very first time Matt Filipenko. And Matt is visually impaired, and he happens to work with Microsoft and recently very heavily active with Foundation Fighting Blindness. So that's a little bit about Matt. And welcome, Matt. We welcome you.
Yes. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you for taking the time.
Matt, this is Michael.
I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
You know, when you were talking, we were off the air, you were talking about your wife and in supermarkets.
I said the blonde.
Your wife's a blonde?
Yes.
Well, let me just tell you this right now. In my supermarket I go, they all know me yelling, Lynn, where are you, Lynn? All over the store. I say, Lynn, where are you?
Yeah.
So they might say, aisle 7 or aisle 4. I say, where's that? Keep on walking. I'm walking. Lynn, you there? Are you down this aisle? Nope, next aisle. Are you there? Yep.
That's what you have to start doing then.
It's awesome. I call her, and then what's even funnier now, we have three kids, a 16, 15, and 12-year-old, and they all know about it, too. So, like, they're like our eyes and ears, and they're constantly helping me out when I'm in the stores.
I'll tell you one thing that was very embarrassing for me, and you'll laugh, is I used to go out with them. Lynn and Michael, an older lady, Betty, used to take me grocery shopping. Well, of course, you probably know the technique on how to hang your cane on your shopping cart. Then you hang behind it, and then she pulls the cart, and you're directly behind the cart, so you can't run into nothing. Well, when we stopped, I let go of the cart for something, talking, and then all of a sudden I went to reach for the cart, and Betty's gone. She's two aisles over. I ain't got a cart, and I ain't got a cane. Now, that's embarrassing. I just stood there until somebody come back.
Betty, where are you,
no,
Betty?
No, I just stood there. Wait till somebody she'll figure out I'm not on the other end of that cart.
All right. So, Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself your role with Microsoft. I'd like to know. I'm sure we'd all like to know. And then how you got involved with Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was diagnosed. So my wife and I met at a nursing home. We were both CNAs, and I started having some eye issues back when I was 19 years old. I'm 39 now, and I was having trouble seeing the residents, right? And like seeing up close. And I actually served. I thought they were raisins in the banana bread, but I guess they were chocolate chips. So I gave a bunch of diabetic people a bunch of chocolate chips. So that was kind of the thing that kind of spearheaded us kind of looking into it, and eventually went to a bunch of different doctors and landed at the University of Minnesota. I used to live in North Dakota back then, and went in. One of the interesting things was they never took my license away until the University of Minnesota, or not necessarily like asked me if I drive, because I would. In North Dakota, like all of the vision clinics had charts, and I have like a photographic memory. So I would memorize the chart when I walked past it. And then I would go sit in the char and just boom, I'd sit down in the seat and nail the chart. And they're like, great. Okay. Have a nice day. And
you still had your license.
Yes. Yeah. And then at the University of Minnesota, I walked in, I memorized the chart. And they hit this button that the lady was holding, and it flipped through like four different all these different charts, and all the letters changed. And I'm sitting there going, "Oh crap, I can't read any of these things." So I eventually was diagnosed with Stargardt's disease. I have the ABC A4, it was definitely a journey. Prior to Microsoft, so for about 10 years, I had my own business. We had a company called Filipenko Films and Blind Spot Productions, and totally a play on words, because not hardly any of my clients knew that I was legally blind. Like they had no idea. But we did really good work. We have a bunch of stuff on Vimeo, and then eventually we started another small sole proprietorship called Don't Freak Call a Geek, and that kind of steered into Microsoft. And then I interviewed a bunch of times at Microsoft and eventually got in, and I've been there since 2013, and cool. and loving it. I started in Premier Support. So when I first started with my eyesight, it was easier because I didn't have to be in front of everybody. When you're working remote support, I'm using a virtual machine, and I'm streamed, remoted into people's machines, fixing them, and I could use Windows Magnifier on Windows 10 or Windows 11, and zoom right in and get my job done. And right after that, I did that for a few years, and then I transferred into this thing called Premier Field Engineering, where I went on site with customers. That got interesting because then I was on site visiting with people, and I would end up standing up by the projector. I mean, it was always super cool. Everybody in the field was really cool about it. I asked my manager one time back then, my manager's Lance Harris, I said, what am I going to do if they say something about my eyesight? And he goes, well, if they say something, we don't need them as a customer. And I was like, whoa, like that was a super cool manager, like to have your back.
Yeah.
They, like, hey, if they say anything about your eyesight, like we don't need them. So, but yeah, every single person, as of today, I work in the office engineering team with a team called Manageability. And we're also called the Office Rangers. So we work with the strategic 2,500 customers from Microsoft and help them deploy and manage Office. But I've been pretty quiet up until like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago at work. Nobody knew about my eyesight. I didn't even register with HR with it because I never wanted people to give me like give me a pass because I was legally blind. But about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, it hit me like a semi where I was like, man, there's a ton of people that are struggling to figure out which way is up, which way is down. And by me hiding it and not being more vocal about it, it just didn't make sense. So, about a year and a half, 2 years ago is when I started being really vocal about it at work. And I've been doing a ton of accessibility trainings with Office products around. We have this thing called the Accessibility Checker that will check your PowerPoints, your emails, all of your stuff to make sure that if you're using a screen reader, that you're using alt text on images and things like that. So it's been a huge journey. I've been very, very thankful for it.
So when you had this enlightenment, when it all of a sudden hit you that you shouldn't be hiding it anymore, is that when you got involved with Foundation Fighting Blindness?
Yeah, so it was probably about a month and a half ago, maybe even 2 months ago, I started looking out and like I did a ton of accessibility trainings inside Microsoft, like my own team. I was extremely vocal with it, saying, hey, like make sure your stuff's accessible, because it might be me reading it, but if you're doing something that's not accessible, you're losing so many people. There's a billion people. Like we have to design with accessibility in mind. And like, it was a huge thing for me. And then about 2.5 years ago, I didn't even put the wires together on it that when I had genetic testing, that the Foundation Fighting Blindness is the one that paid for it. So about 2.5 years ago, I was in Gainesville, Florida, and at a doctor's office, and they did my genetic testing up there, and they also signed me up with my retina tracker. I never knew about those things prior to that. I knew I had Stargardt's because that's what the doctor told me when I was 19, but I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know there's 266 genes, and like, I mean, just the wealth of data that came from the genetic testing blew my mind. And then on top of that, the My Retina tracker sending me trials and different things that are available, different communications and stuff like that. Even the Tampa Bay chapter, just all of those things really kind of lit my fuse to say, hey, I need to do more. So I've just been pouring in 100%, helping anything I can do with the foundation to help, raise money and anything else.
Matt,
yes.
I'm surprised that who told you to go for genetic testing, because no one told Michael what to do about anything. And that's wonderful that you, how did you end up in Gainesville? Where the University of Florida?
No, so I was down here, and I don't know who referred me, but there's Dr. Christine Kay up in Gainesville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly how I got connected to her. I can't remember. I mean, it was a miracle though, because we had no idea. And just showing up and getting the genetic testing absolutely blew my mind. I mean,
very
when that lady
that they told you about that.
Yeah. And it's incredible. Like people go forever. I mean, I was 19 and I got it 2 years ago. So, I mean, 19 to about 36 years old, I knew I had Stargardt's, but I didn't know anything about it. And just understanding the genetic testing underneath it And even the numbers of, like, I looked them up before I called in, just to make sure I had it right. But it was one, if my wife has two good genes, it's one in 2,000. We'd have to have 2,000 kids for them to have Stargardt's. So if she had both bad genes, it'd be one in 60. So it was like, it's just a lot. There's no way. We had three and we're done. But, I mean, there's no way we're having 60 kids. And
well, you'd be a grandfather then with 2,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was peaceful knowing that it's not, that the potential of passing it on to my children is very low. So
I've got retinitis pigmentosa. RP does the same thing, passing it on. But I've never gone for any more tests. I know what I got, but never did anymore. But yeah, it's curious.
But you should, Gary.
You should worry about your grandchildren.
Exactly, your grandchildren and your great grandchildren. Absolutely.
So Matt, tell Gary, since you did it firsthand, what would Gary have to do with the tracker? Tell him.
It is super easy. So basically, find an eye clinic that will set up the genetic testing. For mine, it was just saliva. So she gave me this like little plastic beaker, and I just had to spit in it like a bunch of times. And then basically cap that off, and we had to fill out paperwork. And I gave my first name, last name, my email address, everything for the retina tracker. And then it was probably maybe 2 months, maybe less, until I heard back. And then when they called me back, they actually sent me a PDF of the whole testing process, like all the genes that were tested, all the numbers. I got to ask them questions. I think I was on the phone with that researcher for
Matt. So you're saying is only spitting? That's it? Your saliva? That's it?
That's all I had to do. Yeah.
Wow.
People think they're going to have to get needles and everything else.
No, it was super easy. And not to mention the cost. I know another guy at Microsoft, and his son had genetic testing, and he paid out of pocket for it. So, like, that's why it's so important for, like, sponsoring and donating, Vision Walk, whatever you can do to raise money for the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It was like, I mean, they helped me at that time. And, I mean, that's why I'm like a bulldozer now. I'm going to join into everything I can and anything I can do. I know that every stitch of donations or anything I do at Microsoft, what's cool is they'll match. So if a lot of the listeners out there work at corporations or even smaller corporate companies, will match your donations. So just ask your employers and then donate, and they'll double it to whatever you're donating to.
Trust me, it's not done enough. Not done enough for our blind community for getting donations. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Gary, now you're going to go do it?
No, he's not going to.
I'm going to check out with the VA. Maybe the VA can help me out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tell them about my retina tracker. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll ask the VA.
Well,
that was super, super simple.
Yeah, you were really very informative tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge blessing having a foundation and just camaraderie between people. I mean, for me, I think that's been the biggest thing. Is like if we're vocal and transparent about it, about any of our abilities that we have. I mean, it's important because
we always have to spread the word, no matter what it is. You have to spread the word about whatever you're talking about, because people, for some reason, people that are visually impaired or blind like to keep things to themselves. And I don't know why that is, but if they spread the word about anything, even this radio show, they should spread the word. I mean, it's like I get upset. People say, we have a lot of listeners. We have a million listeners, which we do. But there's 14 million people in this country, in the United States alone, 14 million.
Somebody just recently told us that people should be shouting from the rooftops about the Blind and Beyond radio show. Matthew, before we say goodnight, I hope you listen to the next segment. You happened to mention that your My Retina Tracker files came in PDF format.
Yes.
Well, guess what? Our next guest is calling in from Ontario, and he is the founder of AbleDocs, and it's all about PDF accessibility. So if you can, tune in.
We'd like to have you back again, Matt.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Thank you for telling us about the foundation, how you got involved.
You're my kind of people, Matt. We'll have to have you back.
Yeah, if there's ever any accessibility trainings, I mean, I've got a ton of hacks for PC, so hit me up.
We're neighbors.
Sure thing. Yeah. That's your number.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks.
Nice to meet you, Matt.
Nice to meet you, Matt.
Yes, you as well. Have a great night.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
I have to have Matt back. I can't even talk.
Matthew back.
I know his name. I'm trying to open my mouth and talk.
I got it for you. We're going to have Matthew back in the future for another
conversation. Thank you very much, Chris.
I got you.
That's what he's there for.
Thank you for covering me. Thanks, Chris.
All right, Chris, let's go to break.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, yeah, Michael.
Welcome back. I'm so confused. Night. What can I say? You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number is 407-894-1680. We've been having so many I can't even talk anymore. I'm losing my mind.
Technical.
Before you lose your mind, let's welcome our next guest. Let's welcome him back. We'd like to welcome back, and thanks for taking time to be with us tonight, Adam Spencer. And Adam is the founder and president of Able.com. Up in Ontario, Canada. Welcome back, Adam.
And happy
great to be here.
Hey, Adam. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, everyone. Good to be back. How have you been?
We're fine. Just so you know, Adam, when we're in the studio, we don't have these glitches. We can just bang on the glass.
You're the one who doesn't want to go back to the studio.
I'm not afraid. Adam. Adam's traveling all over the world, regardless of COVID-19. Right, Adam?
Well, carefully. I have one more trip, and then I'm grounded for 4 months as we're about to welcome our son into this world. So this is my
congratulations
trip.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about where, you know, you've been traveling around the world. I saw you in the UK, you were in Switzerland. And so what are you doing? You expanding?
Yeah, we've now opened up our ninth country. So we're in Canada, the US, the UK, Denmark, Germany, Switzerland, Israel, Kuwait, and Australia. I'm in Portland today and looking forward to some exciting news coming out of this neck of the woods. So we've been busy acquiring new companies and providing new offerings for our clients and making sure that we've got a complete digital accessibility strategy for them, obviously centered around document accessibility, but making sure that we can help organizations as early as possible in tackling digital accessibility.
So tell everybody about AbleDocs.
Yeah, so we are the largest provider of digital accessibility services, primarily focused on document accessibility. And we want to make sure that it's a sustainable approach for organizations to ensure that all of their content is accessible for people with print disabilities. It's something that we're incredibly passionate about. We've brought together more experts in the world of digital accessibility than any other firm, focused on PDF. And we're pushing the limits of what it means to be digitally accessible. It's not just settling for, can a screen reader read it? It's what else can we do with it? And we've been working on a number of exciting projects that we're going to be able to debut at the beginning of next year. For example, a new fully accessible mobile reader for PDF, which we're really excited about. And we'll be releasing that free of charge through the PDF UA Foundation. So it'll be available for everyone, making digital access to content that much easier.
Adam, can you explain to people and us also, why is it that PDF files are so difficult for the blind and visually impaired?
Yeah. Well, so historically, PDF was really built to be a visual representation of content. The whole purpose was that I could design something in New York and ship it to Sydney, Australia by email, and Sydney would be able to open it up and it would look exactly the same on their screen for print as it did in New York. The problem with that is that it didn't care about any of the underlying text. It just needed to look good. So what happens is a file would be flattened and it wouldn't be available to a screen reader or a braille display or a screen magnifier, because it would be, think of it like being printed on paper. What happened, I guess, 14 years ago was that we brought that text back to life. We were able to
split the layers and now put code around all of that text in the file and have that text read out loud using a screen reader or reflowed using a reflow device or a magnifier or a refreshable braille display. But we need to ensure, and this is what AbleDocs does, and all of our products and services are built around making that content be semantically meaningful. And what I mean by that is a sighted user knows that the title of the document is the title because it's bigger, it's first thing on the page, it could be bold, it could be underlined, it could be a different color. But if you're a screen reader user, you have no context. And that context is critical for understanding what an author is trying to convey. So we put in code instructions around all of that text to identify to a user that this is a heading, or this is a list item, or this is a table cell, or this is a web link. And now we can navigate through all of that content. So all of that personal information or all of that detail in the file is now alive and able to be interacted with by a person with a print disability.
Here's a question. This is Michael, Adam. Here's a question. We have a lot, and I mean a lot of people listening right now that are presidents or in charge of organizations, whether it be the Lighthouse or different organizations throughout the United States or in Canada, listening to the show right now.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, why would they need, a blind organization need whatever you're offering?
Well, because being as an individual with a print disability, being able to read the content that's being created is paramount for me understanding how to interact with that organization. Aside from all of the legislation and litigation, we all want people to be able to understand what we as an organization are conveying. And if you don't ensure that your websites and documents are accessible, you're blocking access for someone to interact with that content. There are so many, and this is a horrible thing to realize, but there are so many organizations that are helping people with print disabilities that are still pushing out inaccessible content. Their boards aren't getting access to information in a timely manner because they don't know what to do. And they shouldn't be ashamed of that or embarrassed by it. It's okay if you don't know, but ask. It's really easy to solve the problem.
One of the things you should know, Matt.
Adam.
I was in the garment industry when I was sighted. And when I went blind, the garment industry basically is, at least when it was 10, 12 years ago, zero when it comes to accessibility, when it comes to the blind. And you're told by millions and millions of people in the garment industry, when it comes to the blind, offer nothing back then. I mean, I was one of those folks, offered nothing in the way of anything. So when you start talking about what you offer.
Michael, didn't you know that blind people don't wear clothes?
The emperor is just, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ignorance of, yeah. And again, it's not coming from a malicious place. It's just they don't know what they don't know.
That's true.
And those of us in our industries, we need to educate people to say, look, it's okay if you don't know what we're talking about, but I need to buy a shirt. And if you don't describe what that shirt looks like, or let me buy that through your website like I can with, you know, like any sighted person could on their website, why wouldn't you want me to buy the shirt from you as well? And it's changing people's perception of how people are going to interact with content. If for example, Michael, you like polka dots and I like stripes, wouldn't it be really important for you to know that you got a polka dotted shirt versus a striped shirt? Sure. And we can do that with a very simple alt text description. So there's easy steps that can be made. We just have to all band together and help educate people and not punish them for not knowing that they don't know any better. Because as much as we do, they don't. And that's a big push that we always have and all of our advocates within the company. We just announced that we had signed a new VP in the United States, Mike Passiello, who's been in digital accessibility since it basically started.
He founded the Sparrow.
Well, he started TPG, the Passiello Group, and that was acquired by Visparo.
Right.
So now Mike's with us, and he's heading up all of our U.S. operations, and we couldn't be more excited. But But he's been doing this and advocating for this for 25 years. And we're still fighting that fight, trying to get people to understand.
Speaking of fighting and getting people to understand, what my question is, the people that are listening out there that are not heads of organizations, the end user, what can they do to get the organizations more involved with AbleDocs?
To request, tell their bosses about they should get it.
Say, please contact AbleDocs.
Start the dialogue and just say, guys, are we serving all of our potential users? And the answer is probably not. And we can't just pay lip service to this. We have a massive demographic shift happening in North America and around the world, right? When you look at where that voice is coming from, it's people who have interacted with content forever. And they expect that even if they lose their site, we have a right to access content. You can't say that I don't have access to my bank account or my IRS forms or my health information. You can't do that. And we've got to start that conversation and say, look, it's not going to cost you that much to make sure that I have access and I'm not the only person that needs access to that content. And if we work together, we can make that happen. And bluntly, particularly in the United States, you're going to avoid litigation. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And the same organizations continue to be sued repeatedly because they're not making that change fast enough. And for a fraction of that cost, we can ensure that they're completely accessible from the start and they never need to worry about litigation.
So they need to go to abledocs.com to find out more or tell their employer abledocs.com.
We need to be screaming it from the rooftops.
There you go.
If I knew you 10, 12 years ago, I might not have left the garment industry because at the time, I had no alternative. There was nowhere to turn.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, we continue to push this forward. You know, as I always say, people can lose their sight in you know, forgive the pun, but in the blink of an eye.
Well, we know people that have woke up
of course, and
their retinas were detached. And yes, Michael lost his sight in a blink of an eye.
Exactly.
Just like that.
Yep. And so I want to make sure that, exactly. You know, I always say anyone can get hit by a bus at any time. I want to make sure that we're living in a world that's barrier-free to everyone. And we don't know what can happen tomorrow, but we can do everything we can today to make sure that it's as easy a transition as possible, you know, especially for a country that has so many veterans and so many people that you know, have workplace injury or just have genetic conditions where things happen. You know, I was reading about a golfer today who had to sue the PGA so that he could use a golf cart on the course. And today it was announced that he had to have his leg amputated. And he's just sitting there saying, I just want to golf. Why do I have to sue? Because I have an impairment allowing me to walk from one hole to the next. And we still live in this world. So, you know, we still have a long way to go, but we've got to keep pushing forward and asking people for that guidance. As an organization, we're here to help. It's not a punishment. It's an educational space and making sure that you can make smart decisions for the organization that are cost effective and sustainable.
And that's why we have to spread the word about what you're doing to let people wake up.
That's my hope.
What's happening. Yep.
Well, wake up, audience. And also, we would like to wish you congratulations in advance. So,
thank you. Very much appreciate it.
Is that happening very soon?
She's due December 7th, but
we don't think
it's going to wait that long.
Well, we'll probably talk to you. We'll talk to you before then.
Hope so.
Yeah, we will. Well,
we'd definitely love to talk before the holidays for sure.
Yes. Okay. Well, be safe and
wonderful. I sure will.
Again tonight.
Thank you so much,
Adam.
Always great to speak with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Adam.
Good night, Adam.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Off the air in a few minutes, so you and Gary have the last word.
Gary. You have anything to say tonight?
It was a real good night tonight, I think. Put out a lot of information. They had some fun here tonight, too. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody else did, and I hope everybody continues to listen.
and come on next week. We'll be back again. So
yeah.
Well, I hope everybody's not too mad at me today about talking about the embarrassment or non-embarrassment.
No, we need to talk about. We need to talk that. Yeah, we need to talk about this stuff sometimes. So it's good to get it out.
A lot of people could be thick-skinned, and some people could be thin-skinned. Big difference between thin skin and thick skin. Some people just take it, a lot of things, and just embarrassed about everything. And that's why it's a shame. It really is.
Yeah. It was funny tonight on this show. We had more Canadian talkings than Americans tonight, I think.
We're partners. Well, I'd like to remind everybody next week to join us with the birthday boy, co-host Dave Hillebrandt.
Hey.
Us tonight because it's his birthday. We'll forgive him. And guest Patty Grant will be calling in with more employment opportunities at Keystone Association for the Blind.
And Peter.
Pennsylvania. And Peter Cucciavi, accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, will join us again and give us an update on Leonardo. And author Ken Brandt will be joining us again from Australia. So we're all over the place. We're global, Michael. Did you know that?
Yep, I know that.
Yep, we are.
Is a global entity now. So that's it.
Folks, Princess is in my microphone.
Our three-legged cat is right by the microphone.
Yep.
Looking for attention.
Yep, I love her. I love you, Princess, but let me talk. Thank you, Princess.
Your eyes itch.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for having us in your home.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. We thank you. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Stay well.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Everyone.
Bye now.
Have a good morning.
Love you.
See you tomorrow, Lynn.
Okay. Bye, Chris.